When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's Go Otsko.
And I'm in quarantine.
At home. Hey, welcome to Let's Go Otsko. Again, with me. Haha. So I promise we're going back to the interview format during this quarantine next Friday. But today, I wanted to give you another special look back at a show that we had with Cameron Esposito, Lauren Lapkus, and Casey Lai. Whew! It was a real exciting, nail-biting show with one of my favorite games called Unwanted Visitors, where contestants had to get rid of unwanted visitors using conflict resolution. That's right, because I created the game show to help you adult. And mostly me too. Who else is a late bloomer? Anybody? I've been thinking about this a lot lately, where I'm like, how come I still don't know how to put on a tampon correctly? I walk around with it half out all the time. Never learned how to properly insert it. That's why I'm a pad girl. Yeah. How come I don't know how to use the dishwasher? How come I'm putting yogurt on my hoo-ha for the first time because I got a yeast infection? I mean, I've had yeast infections before, but it's not until now during quarantine that I was like, I'm not going to go to CVS and get me a monostat. No, I'm going to put yogurt on me because that's what every single person I know has been telling me to do since I was a teenager. Why didn't I do it before? And you might feel like a late bloomer in many things too. And the thing is, we all had different paths to coming into adulthood. In fact, coming into adulthood is a thing that just happens naturally. Because days pass, weeks pass, months pass, years pass. We have no control over aging. And what we also don't have control over is sometimes tragic things happen in life or something dramatic is happening in life that asks for our full attention. So when we do that, when we're dealing with something like a family emergency or family drama, that's time taken away from us being able to grow an adult because we're taking the time to respond to something that's happening to us. And when you do that, sometimes that takes weeks, that takes months. Months away from learning how to do the dishes. Or put on a tampon correctly. Is this a crazy theory? I mean, this is what I've brought it down to, where I'm like, this is why I don't know how to do a lot of the things that adults should be able to do. Because I was like, well, you know, I was living in a garage. I was dealing with a mom with schizophrenia. I had an eating disorder. You know, while I was dealing with all of that, I wasn't learning how to put on a tampon. I mean, who knows? It's probably my upbringing too, because I was living with two women going through menopause or had already gone through menopause and was no longer getting their period anymore, so I had no one to teach me about my period. And of course, it's not like I've fully grown up yet. Maybe I don't want to. That's why to help me learn these things, to help me learn conflict resolution techniques, for example. Something very adult, something you hear in a therapy session, right? I decided to put in a game show. And that's what you're about to hear today. Our live recording from Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles in October of 2019 with Cameron Esposito, Lauren Lapkus, and Casey Lai. These three are hilarious and some of my favorite comedians, with special guest judge, the very funny Jared Goldstein. So without further ado, we're live from LA at Dynasty Typewriter.
Let's Go Otsko, a woke Japanese game show.
Put your hands together for your host, Otsko Katsuka!
Wow! Boom, boom, boom! Hi, everyone! Hi! Yes! Oh, we keep going! Oh, okay, wow! What is going on? Hello, everyone! Welcome to Let's Go Otsko, a woke Japanese game show. Woo! 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 Wow, wow, crowd goes wild, crowd goes wow, wow. I am Otsko Kotska, your host for the evening. Thank you so much. You might be wondering, why a Japanese game show? Why, Otsko, why? If it's not in the name, why? Well, I'll tell you this. I grew up watching Japanese game shows, and my parents met on a Japanese dating game show. Yes, so unfortunately, I was born to do this. That's right. My parents met on a Japanese dating game show, and that is also why my grandma raised me. My parents had me, and they were like, "We don't know what we're doing." And I was like, "I don't either." I didn't have a say in any of this. Look, it's fine. Everything is going to be great, you know? But let me tell you, if you don't like something I say tonight, or if you don't like what you see in the show, just know that I never wanted to be here anyway. It's a mouthful to say all that. All right, we gotta get the show started. It's a night of comedy, games, all in the form of a Japanese game show. That's right, this show is in English. And we gotta start, but first, a monologue. Okay, well, it's Halloween season. It's Halloween season, spooky season, pumpkin spice season. Let me tell you, and I get spooked easily. Okay, I do. Ever since I was a kid, ghosts, ghouls, goblins, cinephiles, all the creatures of the night. They all scared me ever since I was young. Zombies, you know. But last year, last Halloween, I said, fuck it. I want to feel alive. So I decided to go to the Haunted Hayride. I did. Haunted Hayride, yeah. And if you've never been, it takes place at the Griffith Park at the old zoo. And you get taken by a wagon through the old zoo, you know, on this journey where ghosts, ghouls, goblins, clowns jump out at you. Sometimes they even get on your wagon. It's real spooky, real scary. But I said, fuck it, let me feel alive, you know? So I went, but upon entry of the park, I was already screwed. You know, a bloody girl came up to me like this. I screamed, I freaked out. I ran around the entire park, jumped on top of a stranger, and I was like, this is only the beginning, you know? This is only the beginning. Then it came time to ride the Haunted Hayride. The hayride, we get packed on like sardines. There's like 60 people get on this wagon, we were getting packed on by this bloody clown. They were all bloody. Bloody clown, and he was packing us on, and then he said, all right, everyone, listen up. There are three rules you need to listen, okay? You want to feel safe, you want to stay safe. First, no flash photography. Second, no touching the scare actors. And the third one, I couldn't hear it. So I started freaking out. I was like, I need to know. So I looked to the guy sitting across from me and I said, what did he say? What was the third rule? And the guy looked straight back at me and he said, and no Asians. I was like, well, what did you say? And he was like, I said, no Asians. And I was like, at the moment, I was so shocked, the only thing I could say back to him, I just said, well, I guess it's too late for that. Because next to his wife was another Asian girl, and I was like, well, there's two of us on here, it's too fucking late, you know? But let me tell you, at that moment, the clown locked up the wagon, he honked his horn 3 times, and he was like, off you go, good luck! And I was like, oh my God, how are we gonna start this ride this way, you know? And the whole time, I couldn't help but keep my eyes on this dude, because he had such a blast. He had so much fun, you know, because I'm still thinking about what he said. He had such a blast, he was laughing, oh my God, oh wow, scary, you know, everything, you know, holding on to his wife, and I was bothered by what he said the whole time. I just couldn't, and I knew he was from Long Beach, you know? I could just tell that he was wearing a big dog sweater, and I was like, who wears that? And that's the thing about public events, right? Is that everyone's welcome, you know? It's not just Silver Lake folk, so he had that sun-kissed face, you know, from the radiation of too much Fox News, you know? I could tell, and I was like, God damn it, why did he do that? And every time I retell this story, the first thing people always ask is, they go, well, Otsko, was he joking? Maybe he was joking. Was he joking? And I understand the need to know whether he was joking or not so we could sleep easier at night, right? But why does it matter if he was joking or not? Because he still took the time out of this fun experience to tell me, hey, you look different. You're an other, you know? And if he was he joking? It doesn't matter if he was joking. If he were joking as a comedian, I take offense to the ill-crafted, very lazy joke. No Asians. What's the punchline? What's the punchline? You know what I mean? That's not how comedy works. That's not, if the only person laughing at the end of the joke is the person who gets to feel safe, that's a problem, right? If at the, that's not how comedy works. That's an insult to the art form. You know, it really is, you know, to be like, well, it was a joke. It was a joke. Maybe he was joking. No, if the audience is not laughing and you're the only one laughing, if the audience is even worse, terrified, you've created the opposite emotion of what comedy is supposed to do. If someone's crying, you know what I mean? And so I was just like, and people were always like, Otsuka, wow, you're so outspoken. I thought your people, they were bound by the feet. I thought you were so polite, so quiet, so polite. I'm like, no, but no, bitch, I'm a size 8. I am a size 8 wide. Size 8 wide, I have heavy feet. A lot of my shoes, I wear them out within months, you know? No. And so this year, you know, I'm gonna stay in. I'm staying in for Halloween, unless you beg me to go to a party, of course. I will, you know, but... And the good news is, this year, you know, I'm no longer scared of ghosts, you know, or ghouls, goblins, just real people, you know? And you should be too, real things. You know, that's what I learned from that experience. You should be scared of real things. You know, like parking tickets, you know, getting hit by a car, you know. It's scary out there. At one point during the haunted hayride experience, I thought I recognized one of the scare actors. I was like, Fred, I thought you were doing well. You know, and Fred was like, oh, no, it's not me. No, it's not me. I was like, no, it's you, Fred. And he was like, oh, no, it's not pilot season yet. I'm not doing that well. You know, that's scary. That's scary. I had a real moment of, well, you know, all these clowns around me and ghosts. I was like, oh, wait, Fred, you know? At one moment, I found out most of them were SAG actors, the scare actors, and they were getting $15 an hour. I was like, oh, that could have been me. You know, that's scary. That's scary, right? So I think I'm going to be okay, you know? Well, that was the monologue portion. I'm going to...
How are you all feeling? How are you all feeling? The game show portion, of the show. How? Yeah.
Are you ready to meet your contestants? Oh my goodness. First up, he is a Time Out Los Angeles comic to watch. You can listen to his podcast with Tony Soto, Gay Power Half Hour. Give it up for Casey Lai, everyone. Please come sit here, Casey. Hi, how are you? In your Navy hat.
I'm good. Thank me for my service.
You look amazing. Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
You're looking athletic. You got this jersey on.
I love baseball. So, yeah.
Are you ready to have someone sit next to you? I'm sorry that
I can't wait. I love the people who are going to sit next to me. They're great.
Quick banter. All right. Okay. Ready?
Quick banter.
You might know her as Susan Fisher from Orange is the New Black or seen her in the Between Two Ferns movie. Lauren Lapkus, everyone. Hi, Lauren. Yes. Oh, yes. Hi. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Are you ready for someone to sit next to you?
Yes.
Yeah, let's get it. No, I'm so bad at this intro part. All right. And then we're going to run out of people to put, you know, in the chairs because there's only 3 people. All right. You might know her from her podcast, Query, or have heard her latest album, Rape Jokes. Put your hands together for Cameron Esposito. Woo! Yes, Cameron. Hi. What a dream. I think we've had the same like dance hall playlist on all night. Just a lot of brah, brah. I don't know. Someone got into my playlist.
Dance hall is the least homophobic music out there.
You know, yeah, truly. If you don't know, it's actually very, yeah. And every person.
Not every song is. I made it weird? Okay. All right. Sorry.
I brought it up. We didn't have to. We could have just been like, how are you guys today? How are you today?
I'm so bad.
You're so... Well, no,
let's keep talking about that stuff. No, I'm fine. You're was good. Just trying to make it worse.
Take it away from... Yeah, we're like, homophobia. Oh, my gosh. I'm doing even worse. Truly...
Bumblecock.
Do you all have Halloween plans? I've been thinking about Halloween because it just scared me. What are you going to be? What are you going to be? Truly the most terrifying question. You know? Because you can get real like, who am I? What am I? You know? Just like, what am I going to be in the future in general?
I'm just going to be sitting around hoping that trick-or-treaters come to my house because they didn't come last year.
Oh.
And I put up decorations this year so they'll come. I put little lights in my walkway with little ghosts on them.
Oh, my
gosh. Just to attract children.
Get them.
Yeah, we're a friendly home.
Yeah.
They're like, do you have candy?
No. Thank you for coming.
I'm not to give away too much about your home, but are you on a first-story situation? Is it like easy for them to get to?
Yes, it is easy, but last year, I have a welcome mat that says go away. And then I thought maybe we scared them away last year because we look evil. Like no sign of life. And then the mat says go away. Like if I was a kid, I would be scared of that. So,
right.
So you're like, change the game this time.
Ghosts instead.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I put some little graves out there.
Oh my God. Dollar Tree.
Yeah, they all have like little kid names on them and little pictures.
You later.
Really quick. Should we curve in a little bit?
Yeah,
can we
curve.
Just because I'm seeing that it's like a straight angle.
Yeah. That's
boring.
This is good.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Can we all really
go? Gorgeous. Everyone can see everyone. Okay.
Is this good?
I love this. Lauren, are you the type that like answers the door in costume?
No.
You don't.
That's too far.
Yeah, no.
When's the last time you wore a costume?
That's too far. You put gravestones and ghosts. You went and
it's
got
a good point. I don't know. Maybe I should. I also have these big like animal heads, but they're kind of terrifying. It's like a fox and a cat, and they make you look like just a person with a giant animal head.
Is this just for Halloween, or is this in all the time?
That's just for sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's hot. How about you, Cameron? Are you a costume person?
I usually dress as a noted queer.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So last year I was
a jacket or
this is just my everyday casual look. Last year I was Gina Gershon from the movie Bound.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So a lot of you didn't know that, and that's tough. Honestly, you live in Hollywood. You should know that's how the Wachowskis secured the funding to make The Matrix. It's really important that you know about Bound and that the sex scenes were choreographed. And if you're going to have lesbians in your movie, make sure to hire a lesbian sex scene choreographer. I don't have to be
what a job that is.
It is important. First time in Let's Go Otsko history, within minutes, the audience has been yelled at, learn your shit. Learn your shit. Yeah, okay, all right. They could have known they were just being like nodding or something.
No, I feel like that was it. Because if you've seen Bound, you and I said I was Gina Gershon from Bound, people would have been on their feet if you've seen the movie. So it's clear to me that that was the problem, and that the problem was theirs. And then I'm like, well, this is why we repeat the same problems in Hollywood
because
somebody did it right, and you're not even aware of that.
Yeah,
so you're putting all this fucking garbage back out there, and you need choreographers. You need choreographers to prevent what I call skydiving, which is when two lesbians are having sex with each other, but their hands are visible.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Oh my, that was cue for getting up. I just want to make sure. Casey, I feel like you love wearing like a costume. I always see you in like a short.
A short what?
Just shorts. I feel like you usually do a costume change.
Summer. Also, I love a good costume change. Also, Cameron goes as a notable queer for every Halloween. I just go as a random queer for every Halloween. And a quick question: I don't know how the rules of this game show work, but since it's a woke game show, if you mention lesbian sex choreographer, is that extra points in the?
We're just conversing.
We're just conversing right now
so you can feel friendly with each other. The audience can get to know you before you have to crush each other in the competition portion. So this is all going to go away. This friendly banter is all going to be gone. Because I put on a sadistic hat that never works because I'm just a sweetie, you know? You think I'm... it's all a lie. It's all a lie. Well, okay, I want to get to know you all a little more. Now, before the show, we asked our contestants three facts about them. Something they love, something they fear, and something they desire. And these three facts will be used against you throughout the show.
Throughout the show.
So let's just see what they were, okay?
All right, God.
First up was Cameron. All right, Cameron loves the Terminator movies, fears large flying insects, and desires a new truck. Yes. Yeah. Specifically, a truck. Do you have a truck now?
Or? Nope.
Oh, okay, so it would be...
It's no old truck.
So it would be desires a truck.
No, there's no old truck. I've never driven a truck. I've never been on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
This is all fake. But I'm trying to make it real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
By finally getting that truck. No, I drive a fucking, like, too big for Los Angeles SUV.
I
drove out here and from Chicago and was like, I'll keep this here. Yeah.
I love that your loves, fears, and desires haven't changed since you were 13 years old.
Yeah.
Oh no, my God, that's very real. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
A new shiny truck. Yeah.
Also, no, like trucks feature heavily in the Terminator movies.
That's
so
very
really
fair.
The first and last one are the same.
Right. But that large, what constitutes a large flying insect, like opposed to like is a like a wasp or even bigger?
Oh. Okay. Now I can't fully explain why this is true.
Yeah.
But like a bee,
okay, yeah.
A wasp,
uh-huh.
A fly,
yeah.
Not a problem.
Mm. Oh, uh-huh.
It's more so like, I don't know if it's like size specific. Okay, well, one thing is if you can hear the wings.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I was in a rural area this a couple months ago, and I heard like what sounded like a news helicopter.
That's terrifying.
But it was like some sort of random loud ass green bug, and that was a real problem. And this also was when I was trying for some reason to walk from a Walmart to another place.
Were you in the South?
I was not. I was in New Hampshire. I was in rural New Hampshire, and I told my was visiting some folks, and I said, like, I think I'm just going to take a walk. And they were like, okay. Because
no one does that.
Because no one does that.
Yeah.
Nothing's connected.
Yeah.
There's no sidewalk.
Because there's alien creatures.
Yeah, exactly.
Out in the streets.
So I like went to the Walmart and then tried to go for a hike, essentially, to the coffee shop next door.
Yeah.
But nope, I didn't get there. There was one bug, and I went back and I said, y'all, I got that bug. It came right up. You know how it was. You've seen the movies.
Yeah, no,
Fun
no, no.
Straight
it
up is scary.
Yeah, terrifying.
Yeah, New
anxiety.
England is terrifying. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, let's see. Lauren's loves, fears, and desires. Oh, this is... Lauren loves candy. Fears, deep water. Desires, sleep. Very simple. Very simple. Very relatable. That's Lauren.
Yeah, that's me. That's all I think about. That's it. Done.
So the candy, but you're going to give away the thing you love to kids. You're such a giving person. Yeah.
I want that.
Did you say that was deep? Oh, no. Yeah,
it's
I just
deep.
Made a connection. I don't know. Just a little. Yeah. So sleep. Do you have like insomnia? Sleep.
There is no. I just always want to sleep more. And I was sleeping right before I came here. And I was early. And then my reason I was sad I was early was because I could have slept longer. So I just like sleeping. I used to never nap my entire life because I was afraid to miss something. And then I realized that nothing happens ever.
Yeah.
So I can sleep more.
Especially at 3:30 a.m. Yeah.
And that's very true. Yeah. Well, here's to you sleeping forever.
Oh, thank you.
One day.
In my front yard.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Casey's loves, fears, and desires. Casey loves pineapples. You said, I love pineapples because they are a fruit with a lot to do. and he can relate to that.
Yeah, I wrote paragraphs when I sent them.
Yeah, wow, I wrote one word.
I said, do you want one word answers or like explain that answer? She goes, whatever you want.
I said,
and then I saw yours
both.
And I was like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I wrote just the right amount.
Yeah. You wrote the right amount. Goldilocks
over here. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You went for middle.
Honestly, pineapples, the fact that you just put pineapples, there was four sentences after pineapples when I said
it. It was, but then I said,
It was descriptive.
I just said it out loud. If you missed it, too bad. Fears, dying while dancing at Burning Man. I also had to paraphrase that.
Yeah, it was dying while being recklessly flamboyant at Burning Man. No, it was dying doing what I love, being recklessly flamboyant on a dance structure at Burning Man is what it was.
Have people died at Burning Man?
Yes. One, they died. There's someone, almost every year, because it's made for extreme activities which lead people to die.
Right.
And I watched a crazy scenario one time. I was dancing and someone fell off of a structure it had to be like 20 feet high, and everyone saw it, and then it was like the party monster ate her, and everyone was like, all right.
Oh my God.
It's a very nuts place. Hey,
that's
radical,
so depressing.
Self-reliance.
It's a DIY kind of place. I think it was last year someone ran into the burn. They have the burn?
He ran into the burning man. That was a mistake.
He said, I want to die here.
I had a friend one year who took too many drugs in the sun, and I think it was G. Do you know G? It's like GHB. It's basically like a little bit of roofies, but like that you give yourself.
Okay.
And you can really, and if you have too
I don't
much,
I don't even know what drug this is.
Roofies.
You lost you so long ago.
Gay men, we're all the same. And it's like, no, gay men, we'll roofie ourselves and then just hope for the best, you know?
That's why you're at Burning Man every year. Is that what I'm gathering from this?
I haven't been every year, and I haven't been in a couple of years, but I do like it a lot. I love to see what humans can create and like partying. But the thing that I was going to say is that person had this thing. She was then flown in a helicopter to Reno to the hospital, and I didn't see that. And I saw her a couple of weeks later, and I was like, "Hey, how was your burn?" And without any hint of irony or whatever, she goes, "Best burn yet!" And I was like, "Holy shit, you are a party animal!"
And people say, "How was your burn?"
Yeah. How was your burn?
Okay. Your burn?
Yeah, it's alive.
To me. Indicates a terrible tragedy. You know what I mean? How is your burn? Yeah, well, that is why I went to the hospital. Mm-hmm. It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Wrapped it back together. We're hoping for the best.
Yeah. We won some, but we mostly lost some. Yeah. Is that where you got your desire to eye contact during sex and that person remembering your name?
No, that's just being a gay man trying to find love in this society.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I like how his is capitalized like you're God.
And his name, he knows my name. Yeah, it's very
actually. Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's not that Casey's God. Maybe it's that you want to have sex with somebody who's maintaining eye contact and then remembers that Jesus is his name.
Yeah. What I've been searching for. I was raised a good Catholic boy. There's only one man inside me all times, and it's Jesus.
Wow. With that said, I'm going to tell you a little more about...
Technically, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Is the one
all
inside.
All the same,
you know,
right?
It doesn't matter.
It's a DP.
You're going to talk about Catholicism.
You are more religious.
You do have a rich history.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's supposed to be a family-friendly show. So kinky. All right, really quick. Now that we've gotten to know you all a little better... Just really quick, you need to hear this part. There are three rounds, okay? A trivia challenge, a physical challenge, and a performance challenge. After the first two challenges, one of you will be eliminated, okay? But don't feel bad. Don't feel bad if you do, okay? I like to remind everyone that past losers of this show have gone on to do great things. many, many great things. Andy Richter, you know, he's
you can go on to do Andy Richter.
Great things. All right. Great things.
He's single.
Sashir Zamata, you know, she's like ACLU ambassador and stuff, you know? So don't feel bad, okay? No matter what happens, you are all winners in my eyes.
Okay.
That said, I do have astigmatism. So, all right. Who's, family friendly. Okay. All right. It's time for our first challenge, okay? This is the trivia round.
Okay,
tricky social situations. It's very simple. We have questions based on tricky social situations and multiple choice style answers. There can only be one answer, and hopefully you get the right one. That's how trivia works. All right. Now, these are tricky. There's a reason why tricky is in italics. All right?
Are we buzzing in or are we going one at a time?
One at a time. Okay. One at a time. We'll start with Cameron. All right. When is it okay to point at someone? A, if you're clearly talking about them. B, if you're a 90s bully and you're talking to your nerd. C, when you're Ash and you're choosing a Pokemon. D, it's never okay to point. Think hard and answer wisely, Cameron. Or you don't have to think that hard. However you want to think. I don't... You can talk it out amongst your peers, too. What are you thinking, Cameron? Are you okay? Did I just...
This is hard, though.
Oh, when is it okay to point at someone?
Yeah, when is it okay to point at someone?
Yeah, yeah. So there's three where it's not okay.
And... but it feels like they're all okay a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, in this situation, yeah.
Well, shit. Maybe. Oh, I can't tell if it's C or D, and I'm not even kidding.
Okay, well, what makes you think it's C?
The other day I was having a really serious conversation on the street, and I stopped for a second to look at my phone. I thought the serious conversation had gotten cut off, and a woman said, "Pokestop," and I said, what? And she pointed at you. She said, "Here, Pokestop." I said,
"Pokestop?
I don't play this game. I don't know what you're saying."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is, I think Pokestop is also a poke restaurant. So it could be that, I mean, can you imagine if you could catch Pokemon at the poke restaurant? But I don't, yeah. So it could be two things she was trying to tell you.
Or she was saying. Well, I think, okay, probably, honestly, I bet it's probably D, but I disagree with that, and I think it's actually C.
Okay. So that's your final answer. Oh, there are two rounds of this, so don't feel too stressed.
Fine.
I feel like I just gave you the most 100% anxiety.
No, I disagree. I'm going with C. I saw what this woman did. C? She said, "There it is."
All right, okay, let's see if that's the correct answer. Unfortunately, it's B. Yeah. If you're a 90s bully and you're talking to your nerd, you nerd, I'm gonna get you. And if you do watch Pokemon, that's not how they choose the Pokemon. They throw the ball. They throw the ball. I choose you. You know, they don't
what
go,
is
I
Ash?
Choose you.
Huh? What is Ash?
Ash is a human, Ash is a cartoon person.
Ash is a cartoon person
in Pokemon.
I thought Ash was a Pokemon character that had no arms, and I thought that was the reason it was wrong. I was like, he can't point.
No, and that's a reasonable thing to think. You know, I'm just a fucking nerd, you know? And so you're cool. So you don't know that stuff.
I just thought Ash was the thing you put on your forehead on that Wednesday to, you know, signal that you're ready to accept Jesus inside.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, okay, we get it. You like him.
All right, it's all going to be woke and clean from this point out.
All right, Lauren, you saw what happened?
Yeah, it was bad.
Let's see how you do.
All right.
Okay, let's see. When is it okay to keep texting someone even though they are ignoring you? A, if they're your best friend. B, if you've lost your voice. C, if you're locked out of your house. D, if you're horny and it's 1:45 in the morning.
Okay, this is really hard. I feel like best friend is where I'm leaning because they will never be annoyed with you or enough to stop being your friend.
Is that how best friendships work?
that you could keep texting them and they would know that it's fine that you're doing that. They understand you. Mm. If you've lost your voice and someone's ignoring you, they probably want you to shut up, is my guess. Mm-hmm. If you're locked out of your house and you keep texting someone who's ignoring you, they got the message or they didn't, but there's nothing they can do. And if you're horny and it's 1:45, they don't want to fuck you. So I'm going to say A.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what the answer was. And unfortunately, it's C.
I'm 2 for 2 in my head.
See, by the way, y'all could have helped her out, but that would be helping your opponent.
No, I just,
what, because it felt like an emergency?
Well, also, it feels like a way to make yourself more miserable, which is what I would do in this situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm locked out, and I'm like, the person who has keys, what I need to do is repeatedly badger them as opposed to solving the situation myself.
100%.
Then later, they'll go, you could have called a locksmith, or maybe just walked to the back door. I'm like, incorrect. I text you 50 times.
Yeah. Well, locksmith, it's 2:45 a.m.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Actually, yeah.
See, it's the most relevant to my life.
Did reveal that you have a good best friend.
Yeah.
So that's why I was shocked. I was like, is that what best friends are for? Is that what they do? I don't have a best friend. So I watch Pokemon incessantly and I don't have a best friend. So thank you. Thank you again, Lauren. I don't have anyone I could text in Sicily and they would understand because we have bracelets that say we are bound together forever.
Wait, does the winner of this have to become your best friend?
Yes. I wish. All right, Casey,
we're tied.
So far, everyone's tied at 0.
Okay.
All right. Casey, when is it okay to touch a stranger's hair without permission? A, if you genuinely want to touch it. B, if you need to cut a piece to complete your voodoo doll. C, if there's a gum in it. D, if it's the same as your hair.
B,
final answer, if you need to cut a piece.
I feel like if there's gum in it, you don't touch it because then your hand gets stuck to the gum and all of a sudden your gum and your hand is in their hair. Your gum and your hand is in their hair.
And
if you generally want to touch it, that is never okay unless it's consensual, and then if it's the same as your hair, fucking touch your own hair, nerd. So it's B. Yeah.
All right, and let's see if Casey is correct. And it is B.
What?
Casey got it. Good
this
work.
Is so
yes,
unfair.
If you need to cut a piece to complete your voodoo, if you're making a voodoo doll, they can't know. The whole thing about voodoo. It's supposed to be a secret.
I dispute the wokeness of this game show. Because clearly you've just trapped a bunch of white people here to not notice that D is the answer white people have to say.
Well, you know.
Well,
that's a good point. I'm getting ideas. Oh, no, sorry, yes?
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, if it's woke, it could be like woke in any sort of the definition, and like a voodoo doll is to awaken the spirits, and so...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's another person's culture. We shouldn't question it, you know?
Yeah.
And so, all right. Round two, here we go. It's okay. Remember, you're all winners in my eyes. Round two, let's see. No one gets kicked off after this, by the way. Okay, Cameron, in which of these situations is it okay to check your phone? A, 5 minutes into a first date. B, an elderly person is telling you a long story. C, someone asks you for the time, but you're wearing a watch. D, when you're expecting a call. Whew, it's tricky. Tricky social situations. What do you think? What are you thinking? You can think out loud.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough one. It really does feel tough. I feel like when you're expecting a call, I don't know if that's okay, but I'm just staring at my phone, staring at it. Then I check, is the sound on? Then I turn it up. It's already at the top. Then I put my earbuds in, waiting. 5 minutes into a first date, fucking never.
Yeah, that's pretty rude.
I would never do that to you.
Mm. Wow, so hot.
This is a dating game show.
Yeah.
And that's how Cameron also started dating the audience. All right.
I got time for all y'all. an elderly person telling you a long story. Oh, my grandparents are dead.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what
wow.
I mean? If one of them was here to tell me a long story,
those are the
you
only
would
elderly
take it.
People you know.
That's right. Yeah. I honestly think it's, I think that it is, I think it's B. I do think it's B. This is a mean game.
B?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
It's tricky. It's tricky.
The voice of the game feels mean.
You know, but I will, you know, here's just me playing devil's advocate. I never do this, but you know, if you do that, an elderly, well, an old person is telling you, that you're. It's like you're telling them you want them to die, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Right? And you were raised by
I was okay. raised by my
yeah,
grandma.
Yeah, never mind.
Wow, that was wow.
It's definitely
that was
C. It's
that was
definitely
generous.
C.
When someone asks you for the time, but you're wearing a watch, that's a weird thing.
I feel like she's leading you to.
Okay, maybe it's D. Probably D.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, all right, and let's see if Cameron got that correct. It is D. When you're
first
expecting
time to charm a new wow. hideaway.
Yeah. I've never helped someone that much.
I knew. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very charming. I said that I wouldn't check a phone during wow. the day. You said, I got to help her out.
Yeah, no. You.
But you would check it in front of an old person who's about to die.
Yeah, who's about to
I
die.
Only,
who might only have fuck them.
I only know the already dead. Yeah.
Right. All right. Okay. All right. Lauren, are
okay,
you ready
I'm
for
nervous
round two?
And I need that much help.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. In which of these situations is it not okay to ask somebody where they're from? A, your first day on set of The Real World. B, when you just have to know. C, if you want to make sure they're not in a rival gang. D, if they say, ask me where I'm from.
Okay, it's not okay to ask them where they're from.
That's right. So there's three situations where it's okay to ask where they're from.
Okay, I think it's okay on your first day on set of The Real World because there's not much to talk about.
Well, sure, and they'll yeah. also and be having one of those chirons underneath that says where they're from.
Yeah, right. But you can't so see that because you're see there.
It's very true. It's very true. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
But it is a very real world thing to be like,
oh,
this
signs.
Is where so-and-so's from. Yeah. Miami or whatever. Yeah.
I'm from a hot tub and I'm drunk.
Yeah. Yes. I roofied myself. Casey Lai. Yeah.
Okay. When you just have to know feels possibly like the answer to me because it seems... I don't know where it's coming from. If you want to make sure they're not in a rival gang, that implies I'm in a gang, which is interesting for my character in this question.
Yeah, let's say you were. What's the first thing you, you know, you
and
want
say,
to make
where
sure.
Are you from?
Yeah, where are you from? Just to make sure they're not, you know.
I don't have to stab them. And then if they say, ask me where I'm from, just because you're like, I don't even want to give into that because you're annoying. That's why you don't do it. Okay, so I guess B. No?
Wow.
You know?
Nope. Oh, it seems wow. we got audience
just so
chiming
confidently.
In.
Nope.
The audience chiming
okay,
in.
Do we have a cast member of The Real World out there?
Okay, wait. Now I have to think about it just because of that one naysayer.
Oh, really? We're going to have a lot of... We got a full crowd here. We can...
How know. About you give her the answer like you gave it to Cameron?
Oh, I figured mine out with charm.
You're right. You're right.
Casey,
you're
you
right.
are up, actually, like, you know, in points. Well, okay. Actually, you and Cameron are now.
Then it's either... I think it's either B or D.
B.
Okay, B. I'm going to stick with my answer. B.
Okay. When it's not okay to ask someone where they're from, let's see if that's the answer. It is B.
Fuck whoever said no.
Well, you
off.
Just have to know.
I
got to
stay
like,
in this game.
Brutal. That was,
yeah,
brutal.
Was brutal. This
brutal.
Is hard.
It's
yeah. tricky. I told you,
yeah.
tricky is in italics for a reason.
Yeah, you're right. Right. You're right. It's tricky.
Remember, you know, I don't just say shit. You know, it all matters. It means something.
Okay.
All right, Casey, let's see how
Yikes.
You do.
Yikes.
All right. When is it okay to chew with your mouth wide open? You're eating in public.
If
all right. A, if you're
breather.
A mouth breather.
No.
B, if the food tastes good. C, if you're trying to get that jaw workout. D, if you want to make sure the food turns into small pieces. Like that. So it's like... like that.
I feel
small.
Like you can like get food into small pieces even just through like a central like a grind, you know. So I'm not sure you need to have your mouth wide open for that. If you're a mouth breather, I mean, you know, you have a couple other holes, so try
What? To breathing where?
Out of your nostrils. What do you think I'm thinking about?
That's why you're a mouth breather. You can't breathe out of your nostrils.
Is it a medical condition?
Well, yeah, usually it is. Yeah.
Well, then I guess that would be a good reason to eat with your mouth open in public.
Or maybe they're bleeding out of their nose.
If the food tastes good, is that like with like wine when you open it up, it has to hit the oxygen to like really open it up, you know? So like you have to let your food be out to the air to make it taste better.
Possibly, I mean, yeah. See,
yeah,
again,
these,
yeah.
So just give me a clue.
But your question. Oh, you want help? Yeah.
No. I'm thinking if you're trying to get that jaw workout, because, like, it's Hollywood and we all want to look good.
While you're eating.
I mean, God, this is so. First of all, I never eat in public. Second of all. I want to say C, but can the audience maybe...
Okay, what's the audience? Oh.
I guess it's A. I think my idea of a mouth breather is probably a little bit different from like what it
what's
actually is.
What's your idea of a mouth breather?
Just someone
It's like this.
Who, honestly, I just watched the...
Like that. I'm a mouth breather.
Okay, then I won't make the connection that I was going to make.
No, go ahead.
No, it's bad. So I'm going to go with an A.
Okay, all right, and let's see if that's the correct answer. And it is A.
Thank you.
If you're a mouth breather, you could die. You could
it's
die.
For survival.
Yeah. All right,
I
you know,
it.
Where else are you gonna get oxygen? I don't know what other holes you're talking
your
about.
Your nostrils.
Jesus Christ, this group. All right. You all did fantabulous at that. And I was going to, you know. I was going to tell you what happens if you don't get these right, but you know what? To keep it fair, what happens going into the next challenge, actually, you all get an impediment based on your fear.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not great.
Oh, no.
It's time. What, Grandma, what is it time for?
It's time for the first game.
It's time for the first game. Oh my goodness. So now this is actually the first game for points. I feel like the trivia challenge was to get to know you a little more too. A lot of pressure for no reason. I'm so sorry. Okay. All right. Let me make sure I got a lot of cue cards. All right. But okay. So the next challenge is the physical challenge. This is actually for points. Someone will get eliminated after this. Yikes. But do not worry. Again, past losers.
Thank you.
Have gone on to do a lot of great things. Yeah. Past losers have done a lot of great things. All right.
Okay. Past losers?
You will get an impediment going into the next challenge, which will, you know, maybe, you know, get in your way a little bit for the next challenge, but it's okay. Everyone's will be equal. All right. Let's just remind everyone what everyone's fears were.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I feel safe because there's no chance they have like a water tank for me to get into.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's no water tank backstage. Yeah. So Cameron fears large flying insects, which means what's that mean? Let's go players and peed. Uh-oh.
Oh Jesus.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
No. Who is that?
Cameron, actually.
Okay, got it.
The nose. That was better, yeah.
Okay, unfortunately, Cameron, that flying insect will be by your side for the entirety of the next challenge. All right.
Did she call you Cameron Despacito?
Carmen Despacito.
Carmen Despacito.
I think he might think you're Mexican. I'm not sure. All right. All right, Lauren. Lauren fears deep water.
Oh God.
Uh-oh. What's that mean? Let's go, Oscar player. Impede. I cannot speak. Oh my gosh. And what is that?
What
from
is it?
From the deepest, darkest parts. depths of the ocean.
Oh, that's the fear. That's the fear. That's the
it
fear.
It is a shark. Oh my God, if it ain't a hammerhead. Oh, wow, from the deep, dark ocean. And he will be swimming behind you, around you for
this
the entirety
really
of the next
great
challenge.
For me.
Yeah. How do you feel? Does everyone feel
I'm
safe
stressed,
so far?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I and there he is, a grown man in a shark outfit. All right. And Casey, because he fears dying while dancing at Burning Man for the next challenge.
Yeah,
for the next challenge, you will be dancing for the entire time.
Okay. Great.
And that's very simple. Very simple. But that will be hard because the task at hand won't be just dancing.
Okay.
How do you feel?
I feel good about
everyone
that.
Everyone feel okay?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Let's see what the challenge is. Physical challenge. It's in this game called Unwanted Visitors. It's a time challenge. You will each take turns being at home. Home is like over here, you know? Home is over there.
I was wondering what we're gonna do with that part of the stage.
Home is over there, on the carpet. The doorbell will ring, and a surprise unwanted visitor will appear. Each of you will take turns doing this. You will have 90 seconds to kindly tell them why you don't want them here. Using these conflict resolution techniques, one, use I statements. Two, tell them what you want instead of don't want. And three, keep it specific.
Okay. All right.
Do you have any questions so far?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions so far?
Tom,
a bunch of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead. We're an open.
How long do you say we have to get rid of them?
We have 90 seconds.
Okay.
And using these conflict resolution techniques. Okay.
Quick question for you.
Yes.
Do I get like an unwanted visitor, or is it just my thoughts? Like what? Like they have clear. Like.
Well, you'll have to deal with that, and your dancing, and that unwanted visitor.
So okay. My shark is not my visitor.
No. Your shark. You already have. Your shark.
He lives
your
with me.
You
that's
do
your
have
fear.
To go into the next challenge
that's
in the
fear.
Current form that you're in.
Wonderful.
You will be judged by how often you refer to these techniques. Be kind. These are real pieces of work that are going to visit you. Okay, let's start.
Ready,
all right, now we did a random draw before the show, and Cameron, you are going first. Give it up for Cameron, everyone.
Great.
For Carmen Despacito. All right. Okay. All right. You're at home, just minding your own business. All right, and whatever the... Oh...
Look out! It's a George W. Ambush.
Oh, no, it's George W., Cameron.
Now, I know I'm unannounced in your home. Please, nobody shoo me. That's a reference to an Iraqi journalist who threw a shoe at me. Yeah, please don't shoo me. Anyway.
Hi, George.
Cameron. I'm so happy to be here. I want you to know, look. I know that we have some differences, but I think I can really win your heart and mine if you just hear me out. Now,
George.
Cameron.
I appreciate you being here. I'm sure that it was a long way to come, but.
Oh, it was. It was.
From Alan's house to here, I live on the other side of town.
Well, I know. That's exactly why Ellen sent me here.
I know what this has recently done to her career, and I don't have
right.
the money to remodel houses forever while raising dogs with Portia.
Right. I appreciate you talking about what you don't have because I have something for you.
I don't have, I cannot be panned.
Sure.
By Twitter and my fellow comedians.
I'm just going to get set up
the
while
same
you're,
way
while
that
you're
she
talking,
can.
Okay?
Yeah, she's a talented comic, but have you seen her most recent special?
Well, so speaking of talent.
Her writers are worse.
I don't know if you know, but.
Because Karen Kilgariff is making my favorite murder.
Right.
That's as specific as you can really get.
Okay, right.
You have to know that Karen Kilgariff is one of Ellen's former writers
sure.
and wrote Here and Now, a really important special to me that came when she came back after the beginning and became Nemo after she was ridden out on a rail.
Just keep going.
And
I like
that
it.
Is, it's
natural. That is time. Yeah. And that is time. Give it to Cameron.
That is an easel. It seems as if W was about to draw
well,
you.
Well, yeah, I just want you to know that I know you think I don't think you're a person. along with the other members of the Ligbit community. But I want you to know you're as much a person to me as all those veterans that I sent to a needless war for money. And I thought just like them, I'd paint your portrait to just reach across the aisle. Politics is behind me, you know? I know you people think that I'm like Hitler, but I'm really like the anti-Hitler. You know, he started as a failed painter, became a war criminal. I'm a war criminal, became a failed painter. Totally different. So.
Wow. Wow.
You know, I'm not a politician anymore. Water under the bridge. We can be friends with anybody, really.
Thank you, W. Thank you so much. Cameron, if you want, he will paint your picture still after the show. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You saw what happened? You saw what happened? Gamekeepers back there. Love the reference to Ellen. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know Karen wrote here and now.
She used to be one of Ellen's top
writers. That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
I learned something.
All right. Next up, did he take... All right, yeah. Hold on. Whoa, cue cards. Excuse me. Who's next? All right, okay. Up next is Lauren.
Okay.
Give it up for Lauren, everybody.
Okay.
All right. All right, how are you feeling? Oh, your shark's coming. Let's make sure your microphone's good. Okay, all right, here we go. You feel ready, Lauren?
I'm ready.
All right, and ding dong.
Oh.
Uh-oh, who is it?
Hello?
Oh my gosh. Wolf it in.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Oh, I'm your number one fan. I loved you in my favorite movie, Jurassic World. Let's hear it.
Come on, let's hear it. A rabid fan.
Also love you in my favorite game, Lego Jurassic World again.
Oh, thank you. One of my dinos is
having a bris, and I would love if we could get a cameo, if I could book you to do a video, and we could just send
I'm actually
him...
not on cameo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually feel that it makes me feel like my soul is dying if I give myself to everyone who wants me to say anything they want for any amount of money. So I try not to do things that...
Lauren, I thought you were a dino lover. I heard your voice in Lego Jurassic World.
No, I'm actually a bit... I feel actually very nervous that you are at my home.
Well, you're always leaving the windows open. I just...
Wow.
I'm joking.
Are you my neighbor who has the Wi-Fi called Jurassic World because that's a real thing?
You know, I'm sad to say I'm not. Someone got on that before me.
Okay, because that also is creepy to me, but...
It's a great film. You're great.
Thank you so much. I would love it if you would exit my area and never return, because for me, I feel uncomfortable when someone I didn't... Oh, it worked. Oh, wait, I thought you were leaving.
I was going to tie my shoe. I thought it was...
Oh, no. I'll keep talking. You're leaving me?
Is this what? And that is time.
Did I get rid of it?
Give it up for Lauren, everyone.
I hope so.
Wow. You had a good point. He's in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems scary.
I hate that he was wearing my hat.
That was tough for all of us.
I agree.
That must have been
one's
tough.
One's enough. All right,
Casey.
Okay.
You ready for your challenge? Now, remember, you have to dance throughout the whole time. Let's get some Burning Man music up in here. Oh, and you have your visitor ready.
Trick or treat.
Hi.
Just kidding.
Are you?
Oh, wow.
Hi.
I'm here to talk about your plan for the end of days.
Got it.
Oh, it's a Jehovah's Witness.
Well, burn it all down, as they say.
I want you
to tell me how much you love wearing the same outfit every day.
Oh.
To knock on doors.
You know what I love is serving him. Capital H-I-M. And look, I can tell he has blessed you with a talent. And
I think
you could serve our worship center.
I want you to be my best friend because you're so sweet to me, I will say. But I also want you to apologize to me for saying my people are going to hell for who we are. Thank you very much.
Well, he says that specifically. But look, he gives you the option to repent, and the end of days will actually be a big party for you if you do that.
I do like a party, but I want to know specifically which party I'm going to.
Well, it's there'll be lions and you okay?
Is it up top? Is it in the penthouse or is it in the basement? You know what I mean? I want to know if I'm going.
It's in the lap of
hell.
The Lord, and there'll be lions and lambs, and they will be coexisting.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Can I use your restroom before?
I want you to leave. I want you to be saved from your people, and I feel like your people don't allow you to go to the bathroom in a gay man's house, so please feel free to use the trough in my bathroom.
And that is time.
Thank you so much.
That is time. Keep it going for Casey.
Wow.
A lot of relaxed drops.
Yeah. Wow. And yes.
I wasn't scared of dancing, by the way. It was dying while dancing. So thank you for letting me.
Truly. Yes. So while talking the end of days, of course. Oof, that was gorgeous moves. Lots of death drops. A lot of dips. Dips. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. We saw what happened. How are you all feeling?
Really overwhelmed.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of moving pieces and visitors here. I see the gamekeepers pontificating back there. How do Sammy, would you like to tell us which two people will stay for this round with the tallies?
Two panelists that stay are Lauren Lapkus and Cameron Esposito.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, wow. Gosh. You did an amazing job.
Was there the reasoning a little bit?
They have bigger credits?
There was a, not really, no.
They've both been in movies? Got it.
Wait, hold on. Was it the I statements?
Yes, it was the I statements. And Lauren successfully got the person out before time also.
Oh my gosh.
The goal was to get rid of him?
Yes, to kind of, wait, but you're not going anywhere. You get to stay here for the rest of the round.
Oh.
But Casey, you still get, we decided to get you what you desire. What you desire in the form of a punishment. For being quote unquote eliminated. Uh-huh. So let's see what that is. Hopefully it comes out. Oh my gosh, well if it ain't Lauren's fan.
Yeah, sure.
I actually crossed over and now I'm your number one fan.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I want to let you know that you're worth it.
Thanks.
I'll validate you and tell you that you're a great person.
Oh, wow! Casey! Oh my gosh. Wow, and just like that, everyone remembered your name and you got eye contact.
Wow.
Wow.
I thought he was going to get a pineapple.
You know,
I also thought I was going to get a pineapple.
That was the love.
But that's my love,
that,
not my desire.
That was wrong on the screen. It's supposed to say the desire. Okay.
As I said, that's more my fetish than my desire, but I'll take it nonetheless. You know?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Thanks.
I hope all your dreams come true. In,
so far.
In fetish land. Grandma, what is it time for?
Second game.
Oh my goodness, and just like that, it is time for the second game. This is the final challenge. Your impediments may leave now. Thank you so much.
Give
it up for the Let's Go players.
Miss you.
Okay, and with that said,
I'm totally relevant.
I'm so sorry.
That's great.
About everything. All right. Okay, here we go. The last challenge. Let's see what it is. This is the performance challenge. It's called Break Out Into It. You know how in musicals, actors talk and then suddenly bust into song. Mm-hmm. It's why we love them. But it's hard to make it seem seamless because it's never that natural. In this game called Break Out Into It, each of you will take turns breaking out into a song that you're assigned to. It's okay if you don't know the song, just make up the melody. The music, track, and lyrics will pop up on the screen behind you for your reference. Okay,
karaoke.
So, yeah. Yes, it's like karaoke, but with conversation in between, mm-hmm. You know. So Lauren and Cameron, hear your songs. Cameron, okay. You got The Time of My Life, and Wilson Phillips, Hold On.
Wow.
Those are good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lauren.
Jealous.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Lauren, you got Britney Spears, Lucky.
Never mind. I'm fine.
Oh, watch out. She's a jealous. Oh, fuck yeah.
And the song Shallow from A Star Is Born.
Okay.
Okay, so if you two will please get up and go to the house.
Okay, we're in our house.
All right.
And are we having a conversation with each other?
You're going to be in conversation with each other.
Okay.
So you know the songs that you were assigned to. I can help you out and be like, this is Cameron, this is you, okay? So once the song starts, you'll have some time to start segueing into it, okay? Let's see. To help judge this round, we are bringing back Jared Goldstein. Woo! Give it up for him, Jared. Jared, are you there? Jared, can you hear me? Oh, there you are. Hi. Please take that microphone over there in that tiny
stool. Me too.
Jared is a master of transitions himself. He went from...
I was the shark.
Wow.
Sorry, Lauren.
Well, no, that was great.
Do you have any... how are you going to judge this round, Jared? Do you have any thoughts?
Okay, so this is a musical challenge.
Yeah.
Do you guys know the musical Wicked?
Yes.
Yeah.
So like that, but like twice as good.
Wow.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, so like Les Mis.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, okay. Jared himself, you know, is a child actor turned Broadway actor. To doing this show for free. So, okay. All right. Let's get a suggestion from the audience about the location that Cameron and Lauren are at so they can start improvising.
Okay.
This has turned into an improv show. All right, can I get a suggestion? I know, my heart just kind of died when I said that.
Haunted Hayride.
Okay, you're at the Haunted Hayride.
Can we have chairs?
Sure, yeah, Haunted Hayride. Okay. You're on the Haunted Hayride.
You know, I like to sit.
It's spooky. Yeah. There's people from Long Beach on that ride. All right. Thank you for the callback. Okay.
No Asians.
And yes. And you're welcome to join in song. You can do backup harmonize.
Cool.
All right. Start conversing.
Ma'am, you've been on the ride before, or is this your first time?
It's my first time.
Oh my God. Well, yeah. You're in for it. It is a spooktastic. It's full of spookiness.
How long have you worked here?
85 years. You know one of those answers? Do you know what I mean? Because I look young.
Wow.
So like, when did I die? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
know, no, I got it.
Saying?
I'm
the
scared.
Joke that I'm making?
I'm terrified.
I am driving this with a boat, do you know what
Cameron,
I mean?
This is you.
Time of my life.
Working here?
No, yeah, never felt this way before. Yes, I swear.
Who's driving?
It's
me.
It's on me.
Who's driving?
Someone to ride with me. Saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Oh, wow.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly.
Even in the dark.
No, I'm getting on board.
Woo! Yeah.
That's just part of the ride. There's a midway stop.
Look, I don't know if I have time to have a relationship right now. I work for this really famous celebrity.
Oh, wow.
She's got it all, but...
Yeah. This is a story about a girl named Lucky.
It's time for makeup. Perfect smile. It's you they're all waiting for. And isn't she lovely? This Hollywood girl. And they say she's so lucky.
know, it's a really hard job. It's hard.
I feel you.
She's,
you know,
really dramatic.
Work is the worst.
Yeah.
Who wants to work?
Yeah, but it just takes up my whole life. So
yeah
I don't know if I'll ever really make it through it.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Just fuck already. Keep the ride going.
Look,
I mean, how do you even get through your life if you hate your job?
I mean, that's a great, you know, honestly, I'll say I take it. Sometimes I take it minute by minute.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll take it second by second, even sometimes, you know what I mean? But then sometimes I'll just.
But seriously, how much longer does this ride last?
No, you're right. I just need to hold on. It feels so hard sometimes, but, you know. I don't know. Can I feel like you're my therapist or something, but sometimes I feel like I'm drowning, you know? Like,
yeah? Are you feeling a little depressed? You feeling a little depressed lately?
I'm just lonely and sad. And
yeah.
Are you?
Oh.
I just kind of assumed because of your job.
Something, boy. Are you tired trying to fill that void?
I feel that way.
Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? But I'm falling.
Oh, you're great. Good lyric writer.
In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself.
It got really sweet.
I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
God, I just. I'm so embarrassed that I opened up to you so much. Like, we're just on this ride and all these things have been trying to scare me and I've just been so focused on talking to you.
Are you kidding? I mean... Sha-la-la-la. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the part.
No, you're right. You're right.
Sha-la-la-la-lo.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the game! Give it up for Lauren Cameron and Casey.
Wow.
See?
I would watch
opening
that.
Opening up
that
your heart fun. To love is the scariest thing of
yeah,
all.
Yeah, opening up your love. Yeah, your heart to love.
I think that's gorgeous. A game I love. Yeah.
Yeah, I could. That was a great. Yeah, I would watch that. I would
it's
watch
a fun
it again.
Game.
Yeah, so gorgeous. Wow. Jared, you have a hard decision to make. You have very. Yeah, what do you think so far? What are your thoughts, you know, before you make a decision?
It might have
been
switched off.
Pull another one
off.
Out of your front pack.
He is wearing a front pack pouch where he keeps. Do you, here. Oh, I have.
I think it went off.
Please take this.
Okay. Thank you.
Gorgeous work, everyone. That was really great.
Yes, it was
Give it
gorgeous.
Up. Casey, hardest working background actor.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was really nice.
Yeah, give it up for Casey.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Really filling the scene, you know?
Yeah. Unrepped by an agent anyway. So if you're out there, I can dance.
A background agent?
I can dance. Yeah. Background.
He can dance. He can sing.
Okay,
he can interpret.
I'll say this. At first, it really seemed like it was going to Lauren. Great job with Lucky.
Thank you. But then I love how that sentence started.
It's going to get worse.
There's
gonna
a
get
lot
worse.
Of buts, yeah.
Yeah. But then as we all heard, her head voice is trash.
Yeah.
Very weak falsetto.
Wow, I did not know. That turned real quick. I mean, but from the beginning,
you have a good head voice.
Like, I'm sorry?
Is it possible to have a good head voice?
Oh, it's very.
Wow. Okay, a little demonstration. Former Broadway star here.
Yeah, I shouldn't ask you. I'm sorry.
And then Cameron's great turn. She really like brought it back, and I was like, okay, we're back in the game, and I love this so much. But I just have such a soft spot for A Star Is Born, and ultimately.
You chose it for the song that neither of them wrote? Hold on, okay.
Oh, did you guys not write those songs?
No, sorry, I shan't interrupt because you've just been ping-ponging and So keep going, sorry.
Okay, the winner is Lauren Lapkus!
Oh my gosh, and the winner
I didn't think
it
was gonna go that way.
It is Lauren Lapkus because he likes the song Shallow.
Thank you, and that's all I need. I don't care why you voted for me.
That's it, Lauren Lapkus, nice. You have won. Let's Go, a woke Japanese game show.
That's so nice.
Which means proceeds of the show go to the
Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America.
That's where great. Too. Yeah. And y'all, that has been the show.
Yay!
Please give it up for Cameron, Lauren, Casey, Jared, everyone you saw on stage tonight, the Let's Go players. I wanna thank Dynasty Typewriter, Sammy Junio, Sam Varela, Ryan Harper Gray, Forever Dog. I'm working with a lot of people. National Lampoon. Thank you so much. I'm in Osco. We are back in December. Thank you.